In this bulletin, Victoria's Health Department charged over hotel quarantine failures that led to the state's deadly second wave. Malcolm Turnbull criticises Australia's handling of its nuclear submarine deal. And Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao retires from the sport in order to focus on his bid for president. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria's Health Department has been charged in relation to breaches of the state's hotel quarantine program that led to the state's deadly second wave of COVID-19 last year. WorkSafe has charged the department with 58 breaches of the Occupational Health and Safety Act. WorkSafe alleges that those working in hotel quarantine, including health department employees and security guards, were put at serious risk of illness or death through contracting COVID-19 from an infected return traveller, another person working in the hotels, or from a contaminated surface. The maximum penalty for each of the charges is $1.64 million. The matter will go before court on the 22nd of October. Nearly 800 people died from COVID during Victoria's second wave, and more than 18,000 people caught the virus. Victoria's Health Minister says the state's health system is experiencing record levels of demand as COVID cases continue to rise. Victoria has reported a record 950 new local cases and 7 more deaths, with 371 Victorians in hospital. There are concerns the health system is starting to buckle under the demand, with ambulance ramping at Melbourne hospitals and delays in response times to 000 calls. Health Minister Martin Foley says the government has invested enormous amounts in the ambulance and hospital responses in preparation.
Extra staff, new equipment, new ambulance stations, further investment in hospitals, all designed to make sure that we get that capacity up. The truth of the matter is, we are facing unprecedented levels of demand, and we need to continue to work hard to build our surge capacity.
Aged care residents in New South Wales will be able to welcome 2 fully vaccinated visitors per day from the 11th of October. New South Wales has recorded 863 new cases of coronavirus and 15 deaths. Authorities say there's been a welcome drop in cases in hotspot areas of western and southwestern Sydney, and they're urging caution in regional areas as cases continue to rise across the state. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people will need to exercise caution when visiting their relatives in aged care.
We know that for so many people, I'm looking forward to seeing my parents in that week. And for those of you who haven't been able to see a loved one for around 3 months, Monday the 11th, so long as you're fully vaccinated, 2 at a time, 2 per day, are able to visit a loved one in an aged care facility. And we know this is welcome news for so many people.
The ACT has recorded another 22 new local cases of coronavirus as it prepares to ease some restrictions from this Friday. 12 of the cases are linked, and at least 7 were infectious in the community. New South Wales Labor says businesses in Sydney's west need time to rebuild, and now is not the time to scale back federal or state government relief payments. The federal government has announced plans to scale back COVID-19 support payments once the states and territories reach 70% full vaccination. New South Wales Labor's Stephen Camper says a case could easily be made for targeted ongoing support for businesses in southwest and western Sydney.
They don't go back to 100% on the first day. It could take months. So now's not the time to be just shutting off the support. It's crucial that we continue to support them throughout this period, and it's going to be a complicated period.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has described Australia's handling of its nuclear submarine deal with the US and the UK as clumsy, deceitful and costly. The AUKUS agreement, announced earlier this month, will see Australia scrap its $90 billion submarine deal with France, which was signed under Mr Turnbull's government. France recalled its ambassador to Australia to express its displeasure over the decision, and the French President Emmanuel Macron has not yet spoken to Scott Morrison. In a speech to the National Press Club, Mr Turnbull says it's been an appalling episode in Australia's international affairs and the consequences will endure for a very long time.
Nonetheless, in 2040, if we do have the first of a nuclear-powered submarine fleet, that would be a good development in that the submarine would have range and capabilities a diesel-electric boat does not. But the way we are getting there has been clumsy, deceitful and costly. Too many questions are not being asked and fewer answered. The blustering attempts to wedge those who seek answers do not serve our national interest.
In sport, Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao has announced his retirement from the sport in order to focus on his bid for president. The 42-year-old is already a senator, but is planning to run for president in the Philippines' 2022 elections. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 23 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 18. Melbourne, showers and 20. Hobart, rain increasing, 14. Canberra, showers and a possible storm, 19 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two and 24. Sydney, a shower or two, a possible storm, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 25. Brisbane, also showers and a possible storm, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible afternoon shower and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.